6-6. I want to go to a quick email question. Get these all the time, folks. Here's a gentleman sends me an email. Bob and Sharon, if you are listening, down in Marco Island. Bob and Sharon have a portfolio of roughly $2.7 million. Brian, we've used the same person for roughly 18 years. We're not enamored with the success of our portfolio, nor are we enamored with the investment options that this person keeps presenting to us. He works for one of the bigger brokerage houses in the area. He's a nice guy, but we feel that he lacks in knowledge, really what the markets are doing, and we've listened to your show about making changes when changes do. We've had almost no changes since the market bottom, and our portfolio has not recouped near what the market lost. Your thoughts about a particular fund that he's now recommending to us, which is the Hartford International Growth A Fund, symbol HNCAX. What are your thoughts on this fund? Is this just another sponsored fund as you've talked about on your show before? Would you invest in this fund, or should we run and get a second opinion? Thanks, Bob and Sharon. I would run, and I would get a second opinion, Bob and Sharon. This fund is ranked a one-star by Morningstar. Historically, it's actually had a pretty bad performance coming back out of the recoup of this market bottom. It's an expensive fund. I don't like the fund. There's many funds that are much better. The five-year return on this fund is actually less than it's actually a negative return over 5 years, and it's greatly underperformed its benchmark and its peer group. This sounds to me like one of the funds that a lot of the brokerage houses have a sponsored agreement with and have or a selling agreement and sell. I would tell you that you're probably not getting the best advice at all. You're working with a commission person. That's obviously the fact when you look at the A-share that you're buying. Find yourself a fee-only registered investment advisor, Bob and Sharon. I'll pat myself on the back. That's what our firm does every day. So if you're sick of the lack of objectivity, the timeliness, and the fact that your money isn't really being managed at all or researched or monitored, call my office. We'd love to help you. 800-618-8577. I want to go to Mike in Fort Myers, Florida. Mike, you're on the Resney Wealth Report. I got time for a quick question.
Hey, Brian. I was just wondering if you could comment on the strength of the Florida retirement system and the direction that they're heading in?
Great question. Let me put you, I'm going to let you go, and I'll answer that on the ear. Great question. What's the strength of the Florida retirement system? Bottom line is this. My gut reaction is a lot of these retirement systems, just like the Florida system, a lot of them are deep into the hole. What that basically means is higher taxes for everybody across the board, possibly lower benefits down the road. And if there's really major problems, my gut reaction is the government's going to come in and help bail some of these systems out, which I believe they're going to. You have to be very cautious on how you invest today. Not that I'm saying you're going to pull your money out of there, but you have to realize a lot of these state-funded programs are underfunded. They've been underfunded for years. This last correction has only worsened the scenario. Once you do retire, and I'll stress this, once you do retire, if you have a chance to roll your money into a self-directed IRA to be self-managed, that's exactly what you want to do. You can get out of the government's grasp and the, as far as I'm concerned, the bad investment ideas or investments you have within that plan, and you can do a self-directed that is going to be much more suitable for you, and you have the world at your disposal. We are just about out of time. I appreciate your calls. Visit my website, ResneyWealth.com. That's R-E-Z-N-Y, ResneyWealth.com. You can sign up to get a free weekly copy of the Resney Wealth Report by email. And folks, if you're not happy with the investment management of your retirement portfolio because it's not really being managed and you're looking for a fee-only registered investment advisor, we actually manage portfolios. We don't sell investments. We have no conflicts of interest. Call my office during the week at 800-618-8577. That's 800-618-8577. Offices in Naperville, Illinois, Fort Myers, Florida, Coral Gables, Florida, and Boca Raton, Florida. This is Brian Resney with the Resney Wealth Report. Until next week, folks, make sure you have yourself a profitable week. Do not be lulled into bad investment advice. Call our office. Get a second opinion. 800-618-8577. See you next week.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD,
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance with our top stories. A South Florida teen accused in the brutal beating of a middle school student held without bond. We'll have the details coming up, but first, Let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. It's pretty busy in Broward County. 595 westbound ramp from the turnpike. You do have an accident. Also, 595 westbound entrance at northbound 441. And the turnpike northbound approaching Griffin. Southbound 95 to eastbound 595. Crash there as well. And the 95 ramp at 595 westbound. Some lane blockage there. All this because of the rain. And the 836 westbound at Northwest 27th Avenue. Crash clearing away in Miami-Dade County. Next update at 1230. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24 hours.
A 50-50 shot at showers and thunderstorms and heavy rainfall possibly today, especially late afternoon and evening, lower 80s. More showers and scattered storms Monday, the high close to 80. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
74 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Fort Lauderdale, 73 in Homestead. News Radio 610 WIOD covers South Florida after Fox News covers the world. It's 12 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. An apology to victims of clergy sex abuse from Pope Benedict XVI as he visits Malta.
While Pope Benedict XVI has been quiet in his words and speeches about the sex abuse crisis during his Malta trip, a major gesture today. The Pope meeting privately with eight victims of clerical abuse, praying with them and telling them the Church will do everything possible to punish those responsible. Two anniversaries these days for Benedict. Friday was his 83rd birthday, and tomorrow marks 5 years since his election.
Fox is Greg Burke. The Pope has met with abuse victims twice before. A state funeral in Krakow for Poland's President Lech Kaczynski and his wife killed in last week's plane crash in Russia. President Obama and many world leaders unable to make the funeral due to volcanic ash over much of Europe. European airlines pushing national regulators to reopen the airspace over Europe after last week's volcanic eruption in Iceland.
We've heard from KLM, the Dutch airline operator, and also from Lufthansa. They've conducted a number of test flights, sending their planes up to between 6 and 11,000 feet in altitude. And they report that there's no damage to the planes, there's no damage to the engines or to the windows in terms of what they can actually see when they put their engineers on the planes.
Sky News reporter Alex Rossi. Air France also saying it has safely conducted a test flight from Paris to Toulouse. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner confident Congress will pass financial reform.
I spent a lot of time with him, and that's why I'm so confident. I mean, you know, how could anyone look at this crisis, look at the damage caused, and say that we're going to leave this system in place, not support a strong set of reforms?
Geithner speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Shuttle astronauts may be caught in a rain delay as they get ready to come home. NASA watching the weather just in case the forecast changes. Shuttle Discovery due to land tomorrow morning. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
12:03, back locally, the suspect in the brutal beating of a Deerfield Beach middle schooler, Josie Ratley, will remain behind bars until he's tried as an adult with attempted murder. A Broward judge denying bail for 15-year-old Wayne Tracy. His attorney, Russell Williams, says this has no bearing on the way he'll fight the case.
My defense hasn't really changed. My defense I was going through was some type of mental health defense.
The 13-year-old accomplice in the case has been released from custody and will be tried as a juvenile. Meanwhile, Ratley has emerged from her coma but has significant brain damage. Tracy's attorney says the teen plans to plead not guilty. He faces up to life in prison if convicted. Loved ones and colleagues of a City of Miami firefighter killed in a motorcycle crash said their goodbyes yesterday at a funeral with full honors.
Family, friends, and fellow firefighters paid their last respects as they laid Miami firefighter Leslie Luma to rest in Hollywood. Colleague Lieutenant Ignatius Carroll says Luma was loved by many.
We lost a brother, a friend, a father, a husband too soon, and now what we're going to do is let the family know that their extended family is here with them and to support them.
Luma was off duty when his motorcycle and a car slammed head-on into each other earlier this month. Police say the 19-year-old woman driving the Mustang Luma crashed into is at fault, though they have not filed any charges. Donna Rapato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Boston took the opener of its playoff series against Miami with a hard-fought 85-76 victory. Paul Pierce led the Celtics with 16, trailing 44-41 at halftime. The Celtics held the Heat to 32 points in the second half. Dwayne Wade led all scores with 26 for the Heat. You can catch Game 2 in Boston on our sister station, 940 Winds, the sports animal. All the action begins Tuesday night, beginning at 7. Next update at 12:30, condo craze and HOAs up next. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Dolphins. Do you hear that? That's the sound of the fins on the clock. April 22nd at Sun Life Stadium, you are invited to be part of the excitement at the only official Dolphins draft night party. Watch our draft insiders break down the action live on Wins. Grab autographs from past and present players, as well as the Dolphins cheerleaders. And if you can't be part of the action, then join in online at MiamiDolphins.com. View positional breakdowns. Watch our insiders live video show or chat live with our draft experts. Fins on the Clock 2010. Be part of South Florida's biggest draft party.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA Law Firm, helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, feel free to chime in. We'll answer all your questions. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it easy for you. Simply dial *610, or you can email the show at any time, condocraze@wiod.com. And don't forget to check out the brand new website, condocrazeandhoas.com. That's where you're gonna learn everything you want to know about the show. You can write in your questions and comments, and we will answer them on the show. You can listen to all our past shows. The website is linked to our Facebook page, where you can join in many of the discussion boards regarding all the controversy we seem to stir up here every week. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all their websites. And the list of sponsors is growing. We've created pretty much a marketplace for the condo and HOA listeners to shop for all their association needs all in one place. So check it out when you get a chance, condocrazeandhoas.com. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. So which pot are we going to stir today, Eric?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, listeners. I got to tell you, have you guys seen how many people showed up at the Miami Beach Convention Center over the past few days to try and modify their mortgages? I tell you, I was amazed. I saw some video of the event yesterday, and what immediately came to my mind was, you remember when that older woman called about 2 weeks ago, and she said she lived through the Depression in the 20s, and she thought we were in a depression right now? If you remember, I disagreed with her a little bit, because I told her that we haven't yet reached a point where people are standing in long lines for help. Well, let me tell you, I saw that video yesterday, and I was wrong. I simply couldn't believe my eyes.
See, Christy was, and I agreed with her.
Yeah, tell you, there were thousands and thousands of people online at the Miami Beach Convention Center praying for some sort of relief to modify their mortgages. It was really amazing. It was a sad sight, to tell you the truth.
Eric, I completely agree. I saw those pictures too, and I just had to stop and actually look at it, because it was just a little, it's kind of coming from my generation, not seeing stuff like that. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, to see all these people lined up, and the worst part about it for me was that so many of the people that they were interviewing on TV were actually complaining about the fact that they had previously attempted to hire attorneys and other counseling agencies to help them out, and nothing came of it. They were trying to renegotiate their mortgages and whatnot, and they ended up losing that money, too. It's like people are getting taken advantage of left and right.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I was watching it on the news this morning, and people were actually sleeping there, camped out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they were lining up for tickets or something, but they were actually just sleeping there on the floor in the hallways of the convention center. Now, it is going on 24 hours, and it's been going on for a few days, and there's still lines there.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
It's amazing.
And, you know, it's sponsored by the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. It's the NACA. and it's going on through tomorrow. And the way I understand it, they are a nonprofit organization, but they have agreements with all the major lenders to help you reduce your current interest rates and reduce the amount you owe, and it's free. So maybe this is the F word. Is that why everyone is standing in line? What have they got to lose?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, it's not like standing on bread and cheese lines like that, like we discussed with the earlier caller to the show. But let me tell you, scary nonetheless. But there's only a few hours left. So if you haven't gotten there yet, there's still some time, and you have nothing to lose again, like Jerry said, by checking it out.
Yeah, it's hard. It's still hard for me to believe that things out there are getting any better when you look at the long lines.
Yeah,
Eric, you made a comment about bread and cheese. Think about it. They're actually fighting to save their home. So
yeah, right.
Right.
Maybe they're saving the shelter.
Really scary. No, but you're right, Jerry. It is difficult to believe that things are getting any better because the reality is they're not. Looking at some statistics this week. Little tongue-tied.
Easy for him to say.
Yeah, right. Foreclosures rose 38% last month in Broward. And in Palm Beach County, the rate of foreclosure has more than doubled in 1 year. And Greg McBride, who's a senior financial analyst with Bankrate.com in North Palm Beach, he's quoted as saying in the paper this week, "We're going to continue to have a dark cloud hanging over our real estate market for some time."
Probably a lot like the ash volcano.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how would you like to live there?
That's a little scary. The real estate there is probably not that great right now. But there is some good news, though, Eric. If you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about that bill that would allow a bank to foreclose on your home without having to go through the entire court system and have the judge review it. It was called the Nonjudicial Foreclosure. I can say that I am very happy to be the person to tell everybody that this bill has now died in the legislature. So the bank is actually going to be required to get in front of a judge and show that they're entitled to take back your home before they do.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing. And kudos to the legislature on this one. We complain week after week, but that bill never really had a chance, nor should it have. You know, someone gets sued with the ability of losing their home, they should have a right to go in front of a judge and tell their case, rather than the bank simply having the right to take it away from them.
Now, they'll still get the address wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. They'll be kicking somebody else out of the house that has no mortgage on it again.
Right. Yeah, what do you mean?
the truth is, there was simply, as strong as the bank's lobby was, there was no chance in allowing thousands and hundreds of thousands of homeowners in the state to lose their home without the ability of at least having a say-so in front of a court of law. Wasn't going to happen. So, on to other things. I tell you, interesting, we spoke about the fact that people are now trying to fight back on their mortgages. And if you look, and again, more just sometimes, again, this stuff just writes itself. So many banks have gone under the last few years, and so many home loans have been sold, as you all know, like 2, 3, or 4 times from the original lender, that it's sometimes difficult for the plaintiffs in the foreclosure cases, which is the banks, to prove that they're the ones that now actually are owed the balance of the mortgage. Because the original paperwork that the people signed when they took out their mortgage, it gets lost in the shuffle after being transferred 3 or 4 times over. So people are starting to fight back and saying, show me the note. Prove to me that I owe you the money.
Eric, I agree. I see this so many times in the foreclosure cases now. It seems like they're actually starting to go through trials rather than just being decided by summary judgments because, you know, the unit owners and the homeowners are starting to realize, hey, you say you own my mortgage, where's a copy of it? And they're starting to take a stance and try and fight back and keep their home.
Right.
You know, you've got to think that if a couple of people win these cases, then people are going to be lining up for full-blown trials.
Right.
A couple of people have won, though, didn't they? The one in New York where the mortgage was actually wiped out because
once
of that.
Once the word gets out, you know, that somebody has actually won, then they're going to...
No question about it.
Then the lines are going to start, and you're going to start having more trouble than usual parking at the courthouse.
Yeah, right.
But we won't go into that. Let's go to the phones before we take a break. It's Marcia in Deerfield Beach. Hi, Marcia. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes. I live in Century Village, and I'm a unit owner. My husband's on the other end because he wants to help me. We were in our condo, and... the president got a bunch of, you know, unit owners and board members to bang on our door, and they tried to get into our condo. They told us to come out, and they demanded we come out. The president called me a half-breed for no reason because I'm come from mixed marriage. You know, my father was...
You're right, Judy. Go on.
Go ahead. But anyway, the president of our building called me a half-breed. What are my rights, and where do I go to report him? Because it's not right. I'm sick over this.
Well, I guess he insulted you in front of other people is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Now, needless to say, any type of behavior in that regard is uncalled for. Whether or not you have a potential cause of action for slander is another story. You know, there's case law out there that says just calling somebody a name and insulting them does not rise to the level of a slander cause of action. So while his conduct may be reprehensible, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a cause of action against him, unfortunately. You may want to write a letter to the board and, you know, demand an apology at an open board meeting. But unfortunately for you, that's where might be where it all ends.
Marcia, why are they actually banging on your door, though? I'm trying to figure out, are they trying to bang on the door to gain access to fix something, or are they just doing it to bother you and create a problem?
Well, one of the unit owners says, let's break the door down. One of the men with them was a Canadian, and he was with them, too, and he was leading the posse.
Well, for what? But why do they want to get into your house? There's got to be something you're not telling us.
What happened was somebody in our build, the unit upstairs, we think, has washing machine and dryers, and our lights are flickering, so we called the Florida Power. They came out, and somebody broke into our box out there. So we went out there to check to make sure the box was okay. The key was missing of the box and everything, and what happened was the president got a hold of all these people and started cursing us and telling them, come out, come out, come out. And the Canadians started with us, too, and we want to know, do they have a right to do that, bang on our door and demand us to get outside when everybody was all out there? It was like a lynch mob.
I gotcha. Well, we spoke about this on the show numerous prior occasions. The boards can only enter your home in very rare circumstances, which is in the case of like an emergency, if there's a flood in your unit, to prevent damage to other units, to prevent damage to the common areas. Other than that, no, they don't have a right to come in. They don't have a right to bang on your door and order you out of your house either, under any circumstance. The only one that can do that, perhaps, is the local building official. But your board certainly can't order you out of your own home.
Right. Okay, so what happens now? Do I bring him up on to that organization, ACLUL, whatever it's called?
The ACLU? I'm not a big fan of theirs, so no, that's not what I'm suggesting by any means. But you might want to write them a certified letter, return receipt requested, saying, don't bang on my door anymore, don't order me out of my home anymore, and if you do, I'm going to hire the services of an attorney to sue the board.
Okay, now a question for you, please. Is the electric room common area?
I don't know. I'd have to look at your documents.
Okay.
Marcia, unfortunately, we got to move on and take a break, though.
And your name, please?
Eric Glazer.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Marcia.
Thanks, Marcia. Wow.
Right.
That's a story.
A lot going on.
Yeah, right?
It's like the UN.
Anybody bangs on my door better duck, tell you that. I'm not giving advice to Marcia on that by any means. That's just my opinion. That comes with a disclaimer. We'll take a break and we'll come back and take more of your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Get you right through to Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The Cash for Clunkers campaign is over, but those clunkers are still useful to the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers. The mission auctions off donated cars, boats, or just about any vehicle that runs on the first Saturday of every month. The proceeds from the auction go to help facilitate our programs for the homeless of South Florida that we serve. If you have a running vehicle that you are no longer using, please consider donating it to the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers. We will be happy to pick it up. Just give us a call at 1-800-817-HOPE. That's 1-800-817-4673.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Need to file an insurance claim for your condo? Need help getting the insurance money you're entitled to? Florida Lost Public Adjusters want you to know they can handle your insurance claim, whether it's a claim for the entire condominium community or just one unit. If it has any damage such as fire or water, or if it suffered roof damage from winds like from Hurricane Wilma, call 1-888-FLA-LOSS or visit floridaloss.com. The experienced team at Florida Lost Public Adjusters handle new claims, denied claims, and can even review old closed claims just to make sure you were paid properly. And the best part, there's never a fee unless they collect you money. Florida Lost Public Adjusters specialize in adjusting condominium communities and homeowners association claims and are on your side. To get the insurance money you're entitled to, contact us today at 1-888-FLA-LOSS. That's 888-352-5677 or visit floridaloss.com.
Florida Lost Public Adjusters, we're your insurance adjuster. Michael McManigle, license number E109802.
911, what's your emergency?
Someone's trying to break into my house.
Can you protect your family and possessions?
Oh, I'm glad you're here, officer.
I see they didn't get in.
East Coast Windows and Doors, a professional install using a quality product. PGT WindGuard impact-resistant windows and doors.
East Coast Windows said not just effortless hurricane protection.
Because we all like happy endings, you need WindGuard. Visit eastcoastwindows.com. That's eastcoastwindows.com. Mention this ad to receive free standard tint upgrade. Financing available.
Ensuring your safety and protecting your property is what Kent Security Services does best. Kent Security has been serving South Florida since 1982 and is a total security solutions provider perfectly suited for gated communities and high-rise condominiums with door and vehicle access control, closed-circuit television, gates and gate arms, and state-of-the-art biometric systems with facial recognition that could actually eliminate the need for a live guard. Kent Security's team of professionals includes armed and unarmed officers with medical training and certifications. Kent uses IP cameras to track the activity at every stationary post and GPS to track roving guards' activity. For your free security analysis, call 1-800-273-KENT, extension 224. Visit on the web at kentsecurity.com. Kent Security Services, providing uncommon security excellence. Call 1-800-273-KENT.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. Taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. And you can email us at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Let's get back to the phones. It's Marjorie in Sunrise. Hi, Marjorie. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Marjorie.
We have a few problems with our association here in Sunrise.
Only a few? You're doing good.
Yeah. They refuse to have a meeting because they're scared of homeowners, you know, coming to the meeting and asking questions. Are they allowed to not have meetings?
Well, you have to look at your bylaws, but under the statute, there is no specific requirement as to a minimum number of meetings that a board must have each year. You must have an annual meeting every year, but other than that, unless there's some sort of a requirement in your bylaws, no, it's not necessarily required.
Eric, there's also the requirement of the budget meeting.
Right, and the budget meeting, of course. Right, but other than that, yeah, no real requirement.
Okay, because the person that's supposed to be running the association, she's supposed to be the secretary, but she's acting as the president. She don't let the president speak at the meeting. And she's running everything. Prior to that, she was in a problem with the association where she had to pay back money for embezzling money from the association. She shouldn't even be on the board.
Right. But that person is now on your board, someone who previously embezzled from the association?
Yes.
Okay.
And we don't know what to do. I mean, a bunch of us want to get together and try to, you know, do some, you know, thing to get her off, but she has brainwashed people into thinking that everything is fine, and we know that something's wrong.
Well, when you say do something to get her off, a lot of people don't understand mm-hmm. that there's only really one way to do that, and that's through the recall process. So has there been an effort by the members of the community to actually go through the recall process?
Yes. Yes, there was.
Okay, and what was the result of that?
Well, apparently we tried to do that, and other people didn't want to get involved, and, you know, it fall by the waistline.
Right. Well, unfortunately, if you have a community where people don't want to get involved and they don't mind having people who embezzle from the association winding up on their board, then, you know, part of me says then they get what they deserve.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
There's not much you can do about it if that's what you're willing to allow in your community.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we can do to write letters or, you know, with the state to, you know, we started to do something and...
They're not holding meetings, you know, in a manner that you feel should be, you know, more often, and no, that's not necessarily a violation that they're going to look into. But let me ask you this. Was she ever convicted for embezzling the funds?
She had to pay back the money that she owed. So apparently we don't know all the, you know, the court details, but she was, you know, she had to pay back the money.
Right, but is that because she was actually arrested?
What happened was a few of the... homeowners had put together and, you know, got an attorney, and they found out that she did steal the money. And she went ahead and I guess they settled. I wasn't living here at the time.
Well, sounds like she settled civilly, but I can tell you that under the statute now, directors who are actually convicted or even have charges pending of embezzlement from the association, they're automatically removed from the board of directors, okay?
Yeah, this was a while back, though, and she happened to get herself back on the board because, you know, no one, you know, is saying anything about it now. But I think it's really unfair that we're stuck with that. And
well, again, the law gives you an out, and that is get 50% plus one of the people to vote to get her out, do a recall,
right.
And, you know, and then your problem's solved. But unless everybody's going to band together and do it, not much that can be done.
And Eric, not only that, but there might be other options. I mean, if you think about it, I get this question so many times about how many times a year a board has to actually meet. But if they're signing contracts or they're doing other things, they have to have board meetings to let the unit owners know.
Right.
So if
we don't even know what's going on. You know, we don't know what's going on with the money.
Well, that's a good point. If they're taking official actions without a board meeting, then yes, then that's absolutely a violation.
And I'm on the board, and I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, you're on the board as well?
Yeah, I'm on the board, and she doesn't like me because, you know.
It's funny.
I'm like the only one who have the guts to really, you know, stay on the board and speak up.
We have a whole segment scheduled for today about infighting amongst the board, so we're going to get there. Listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, I will.
Okay? All right, Marjorie.
Well, thank you. I'm going to see what I could do.
You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
She's on the board and she doesn't know what's going on, so
it's
nobody knows.
Scary.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll talk about that a lot today. I just wanted to finish up with where we were going just a few minutes ago. And yeah, you're absolutely right, Jerry. People are starting to fight back in regards to their mortgages.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
They're tired of it. And it was just a matter of time before we said this a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before the people rise up and do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, especially with all the issues of the banks. I mean, how many times do we talk about Bank of America with what you said, Jerry, earlier, for closing wrong homes, not trying to work things out with their lenders?
And we know how crowded the dockets already are. And Christy, why don't you tell us about a new program in Dade County that's designed to hopefully speed some of this along?
I'm still a little bit on the fence with this one. Haven't gone right or left yet to determine whether I like it. But Chief Judge Bailey is calling it the one-stop shop courtroom. Each of the 26 judges in Miami are going to have to work in the courtroom 2 weeks per year, presiding over the foreclosure-only calendar. It's designed for cases that are ready for final summary judgment, but they don't have enough time for them. It's going to be uncontested if there's no, you know, no issues that still are pending, no unit owner fighting it or anything like that, because the courts are so crowded, you can't get hearings nowadays for months. So this is going to be the one-stop shop where you just go in, you hand your summary judgment, they look through it, and they deal with it. It's going to let the hearings get through a lot quicker. However, the only problem with this is that it specifically excludes commercial foreclosures and any association, meaning condo or homeowner foreclosures. So those summary judgments and writs, you still have to go through the regular court docket, which hopefully will ease up a little bit with all the mortgage foreclosures being out of there.
Right. Hey, look, you got to try something. I see they're expecting to hear about 200 cases per day in this one courtroom, and that's going to try to whittle down nearly 80,000 pending cases, believe it or not.
And that's just personal.
Yeah.
No business, no commercial. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Right, yeah.
Because those are the people that are hurting.
Right, exactly.
The people are hurting.
Yeah.
But see, those cases, again, are going to be the ones that are uncontested. They're not going to be the ones where people are fighting the mortgage and the promissory note. Those are going to be the ones where, you know, they've served somebody and nobody's come in and filed anything or filed any motions.
Well, good. So. What that'll do is it'll help the associations because the banks will finally get their final judgments. The properties will be sold, and hopefully the association will start collecting some monies.
Did you say 80,000, like 8 and 5 zeros?
Yeah, believe it or not. Believe it or not.
You know, that's amazing.
Eight
despite
and four zeros.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not from not is not.
Mathematician on our hands.
Comma, dot, dot, dot. It's amazing that... There's still 80,000 homes that need to be sold despite how many people have lost their homes.
No, it is amazing.
That's a huge number.
Okay. When you think about it, many cities in this country don't even have 80,000 people living in them. But hopefully one day, like I said, when the casinos paint the Miami skyline, this is all going to be behind us, and hopefully it's just going to feel like one bad dream.
Well, let's hope so.
To say, he probably has stock in MGM at some point in his life, I'm assuming.
Commercial break.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Eric's World. We'll come back and take your calls right after the news on Condo Craze and HOA's News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the top stories we're following. A teenage boy who severely beat a girl at a South Florida middle school has been denied bond. We'll have the latest details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Southbound 95 to eastbound 595. Crash clearing away. Same thing, 595 westbound ramp from the turnpike. Also 595 westbound entrance at northbound 441. And the turnpike northbound approaching Griffin. So it's been pretty busy in Broward County the last hour or so. Looking a little bit better in Miami-Dade County. Palmetto eastbound exit to the beaches. That crash is almost gone. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Rain chances going up today. We are talking about at least a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms today and very heavy rainfall at times, lower 80s. Tomorrow, more of those showers and scattered storms, the high about 80. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
73 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Weston, 74 in Key Biscayne. It's 12:32. Our top story this afternoon, the Deerfield Beach Middle School beating suspect has been denied bond. A judge delivering the news to 15-year-old Wayne Treacy in a brief video conference hearing. Treacy is being tried as an adult with attempted murder, meaning he faces a maximum life sentence if convicted. His attorney, Russell Williams, says he will fight the case using a mental health defense.
Been seen by a couple of mental health professionals, and I have some more motions and hopefully some more doctors going to see him.
Meanwhile, the 13-year-old accomplice in the case has been released from custody and will be tried as a juvenile. Josie Ratley is out of her medically induced coma but suffers serious brain damage. Several major airlines have conducted test flights over Europe today despite the potentially dangerous cloud of volcanic ash hanging over the continent. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines says it's flown 4 planes without passengers through a gap in the layer of dust over Holland and Germany. Air France, Lufthansa, and Austrian Airlines have also sent up test flights amid growing impatience with the grounding of flights across Europe. All the bodies of Poland's president and his wife have been taken to their burial place following a funeral mass in Krakow. Crowds lined the streets as the procession made its way to the 1,000-year-old cathedral where Polish kings are buried. The first couple and 94 others were killed 8 days ago when their plane crashed in Russia. 22 turnovers by the Miami Heat enabled the Boston Celtics to make a 14-point comeback and beat Miami 85-76 last night. D-Wade scoring 26 points, Miami scoring just 10 points after dismal 4 of 21 shooting in the fourth quarter. And of course, you can catch the Heat's next game, that's Game 2 in Boston, on our sister station, 940 Wins the Sports Animal. All the action begins at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Next update at 1 o'clock, I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls,
and traditional property management responsibilities, please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Now more than ever during these troubled times, people in this community need your help. Together with the Salvation Army, you can help these people by donating your old car or boat and receive a tax deduction. You don't have to do anything but call or go online, and the Salvation Army will pick up your vehicle free of charge. It'll finally be out of your driveway and in the hands of someone who really needs it. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a pickup, click online, fortlauderdale.shruck.org, or call 954-463-20.
Lauderdale Infinity, all new, now open and convenient to all of South Florida on the curve of US 1 at Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, the only Infinity dealership on the east side. Come take advantage of our grand opening specials. You'll find the entire new Infinity line in a full line of certified pre-owned Infinity vehicles, plus our new world-class Infinity service center with service owners available for your convenience. Lauderdale Infinity, a Holman family-owned dealership celebrating 85 years on the curve at US 1 and Sunrise Boulevard, just a mile and a half east of I-95.
You travel a lot and can't pick up News Radio 610 WIOD when you do. Excuse me. Sure, hold on. WIOD is on the phone for you. Download iHeartRadio for your iPhone and BlackBerry. Go to WIOD.com. Keyword iHeartRadio.
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, or star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. And we'll also read your emails at condocraze@wiod.com. You know, something we haven't talked about in a very long time, and we talk about it every week,
right,
is the seminars.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our listeners keep calling in and emailing us requesting to know when the next Glazer and Associates Condo Law Seminar is going to be held. And although we don't have an exact date for the seminar yet, it's probably going to be in a few weeks. So make sure you register for the course online, or you can even do it at our website. And that's at the firm's website at florida-association-law.com, and therefore you won't get shut out. Just a reminder, the seminar also provides two credits for continuing education credits for community association managers. And remember that the legislature is thinking about passing a law that makes a course of this nature mandatory for all officers and directors. That's perhaps in the making as we speak. And we would love to hear from our listeners today on this topic. You know, should at least a few hours of training be required before or during a board member's term on the board? Okay? As we mentioned a couple weeks ago, the Sun Sentinel once held a poll in this regard, and voters concluded 3-1 that at least some sort of training should be required of members of the board. So again, it's out there. It's free. We had a really good time. If you remember, it was held at WIOD Studios here in Miramar, and everybody who attended really thought it was great, and they really thought they learned something. So again, if you're interested, give us a call and sign up.
Eric, the funny part is most of the corporations out there, their board of directors usually has to go through something, so why shouldn't
they can't just put somebody on the board without them knowing, you know, at least kind of what they're doing.
Yeah, now
they do a lot.
they make you fill out this form now that says, I'm familiar with the statute, I'm familiar with the rules and regulations and our bylaws. It's quite frankly a little silly, and it really doesn't mean much that someone fills out the form. I think having to go to at least an hour or two courses should be at least a start. It's no big deal.
Do you think that if some of these people had some training, that they could all get along a little better?
No.
Or do you think it's still going to be ego-driven?
Training, do you mean by a therapist of some kind?
How long has this problem been bothering you?
Martial arts?
I'm serious. Do you think if they knew what they were doing?
Yes, absolutely. Of course
That maybe the board members could get along with the residents, and the board members could maybe almost get along with each other?
Absolutely, because people sometimes think with emotion rather than what the law requires. So, you know, learning what the law requires might prevent at least some fights.
I think a little education will go a long way in this.
Absolutely. No two ways about it. All in favor.
Aye.
There you go. See, another law that passed. Just like
I don't know. It might create more drama, too, though, because you're going to have attorneys brought in then, because then you've got the people that know what they're doing.
It's good for business.
I know, but still. It's one of those things.
You wanted that new car, right?
I need that new car. That's so that the old one doesn't keep breaking down on me, I guess.
All right, let's get to the phones. Hi, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs. What's your name?
Anthony from Boca Raton.
Hi, hey, Anthony.
How are you? What's up?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I've got two quick questions. If you have a condo townhouse association and elections are coming up, do they have to send the people that can't attend a proxy vote?
Okay.
Quick question. Are you a homeowners association or a condo association?
A homeowners association.
Okay. What they have to do, you have to look at your bylaws then, because with condos, there's a whole process to go through, a statutory process, and homeowners, there's actually, you'll follow your bylaws, but they are required to send you a proxy if you're unable to attend the meeting. And the problem with the homeowners is that a lot of them allow you to actually vote at the meeting, allow nominations from the floor at a homeowners association, so it might be a little bit harder, but you can send in a proxy for somebody else to vote on your behalf.
Yep.
But no, we can vote on the floor, but in the past years, the homeowners were sent proxy votes if they couldn't attend, and this year they've decided not to do that, I think.
Well, again, in a homeowners association, by statute, you're allowed to vote by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're entitled to one because your vote is entitled to be cast, so you just have to appoint somebody, and if they don't send you a proxy form, just send them a certified return receipt demanding that you receive a copy of the proxy. And I mean, it's part of, I'm sure your bylaws have it in there, and your vote has to count at some point, so you're entitled to it if you can't make it.
And one other quick question. If when they decide to spend money on anything, even if they vote on it, do they have to notify the homeowners by written mail or post it on the bulletin board?
No, not if it's for something that's already been budgeted, basically.
But if it is something extra, like a special assessment, maybe for landscaping, extra landscaping, or a roofing project, or some emergency, then yes, they do. It's got to be a 14-day notice to all homeowners.
All right, well, this is all new to me, you know, moving down from Connecticut, and I appreciate it that you answered all my questions.
Welcome to the crazy world of Florida Condo and Homeowners Associations.
All right, thanks for your help.
We're here every week, Anthony, at noon, so you'll be calling again.
I'm sure I will.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Anthony is in for a rude awakening.
I know. It's amazing how many people call, even from New York, Eric, that, you know, run into stuff that they've never seen before. But again, I have to say Florida condo law and homeowner law does go into it more a lot than a lot of other states.
Absolutely.
Do,
no, so. We definitely lead the nation in showing other states what they should be doing with their condo laws. No two ways about it. But I want to get back to what Marjorie called in about a few minutes ago. If you remember, Marjorie was the caller who said she's on the board and there's kind of like infighting among her and the people who she shared the board with.
No.
You know, say.
Yeah, believe it or not. Well, again,
it isn't so.
Right? Every week, though, we seem to focus on why the board can't get along with the owners, why the owners can't get along with the board, or why the owners can't get along with each other. But again, there's one relationship, though, that I don't think we really covered a lot during the last 7 months, and that's when the board members can't get along with each other, as Marjorie was saying.
One of the theme songs here is what? Why can't we be friends?
Yeah. Sing it. Sing it, Christy. No, sing sing a few bars.
I might crack the windows around here. But I do know that over the past few months, I personally have spent a lot of time trying to resolve the disputes amongst board members themselves rather than disputes amongst like the board members and condo owners or homeowners. It seems like it's becoming more prevalent.
Yeah, all the time, as a matter of fact. But you know, oftentimes, if you think that they're all lined up on the same side, you know, all the board members, you'd see that that's not true.
Well, they should act like teammates or at best business partners, because what they are is, in effect, business partners.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. But no, they don't get along. They think they do all the time would be an incorrect assumption. And I can tell you, some of the most bitter fighting I've ever seen is infighting among the board. And usually it stems from a board member being accused of assuming too much control and acting more like a dictator than a team player. And we're often then asked to come in and kind of rein in the renegade board member.
I'd pay to see that. What do you do to slow down someone that's out of control, say at a meeting or something?
It's not easy. I mean, you can ask Eric. He's had to duck a couple blows and maybe a couple tomatoes at a point in his life. But usually the rest of the board comes to us and says something like, you got to get this person off the board right now because they're creating problems, you know, we can't get anything done. And then we have to try and tell them that under the law, it's not possible just to say, hey, you're off the board. There's a whole process that has to be gone through, and that's the recall process. And sometimes that's not the answer they want to hear, but it's the only answer that there is.
Right, exactly. The only way to actually remove a member from the board is through the recall process. We keep talking about that week after week, but there is one thing that may help, and it's amazing that many people that serve on the condo boards or HOA boards throughout the state, they still get confused by this all the time. And that's, there's a difference between being a director of the condominium and an officer of the condominium, okay? When you have an annual election each year, when the owners run in the annual election, they're running for positions on the board of directors. Now, these positions don't have names. They're just called directors. But once the directors get elected, they decide amongst themselves who the officers are going to be. For example, who's going to be the president, who's going to be the vice president, the secretary, the treasurer. And you can be a director without being an officer. And under many bylaws, you can be an officer without being a director.
So now, if the directors decide who the officers are going to be, they can decide who among them are not going to be officers either.
Exactly,
Jerry. Can I hire you now?
Sure.
What a board can do.
Do you pay better than radio?
Oh, stop. You love your job. Now he's got me laughing. I can't even think straight. What a board can do with the renegade member is to actually remove that person as an officer from the condo to take away their title, which in essence will take away some of their power. Even though there's really not that much power associated with the name titles, it kind of brings them back down to the level. You know, they'll still remain a member of the board, but they just won't have any other title other than director, and they wouldn't be involved in running the everyday parts of the community, like a president making decisions and the treasurer with the issues of the funds and stuff.
Right. Okay, so at least there's something you can do, and that's a lot different than in government jobs, where if you have a troublemaker or a rule breaker, you get rid of them only by actually promoting them upwards, because it's simply impossible to fire them. So in a condo or HOA, at least the board can remove somebody as an officer.
Now, does that have anything to do with what Governor Chris did this week, vetoing the teacher bill, Rush?
Yeah, Rush. Keeps calling me Rush. Yeah, no. For the record, I'm a Republican. And I still believe Governor Chris did the right thing. I got no problem with a bill that helps quickly get rid of teachers who fail to teach our kids instead of the current system, where it's next to impossible to fire or even remove a teacher who simply stinks. But the truth is, you know, a teacher may be one of the only professions I can think of where you basically have guaranteed job safety, regardless of your job performance. And as we all know, the private sector certainly doesn't work that way. But I didn't like tying their jobs to the student test scores. Mm-hmm. Their pay.
Teach the job.
Yeah, there's too much room for impropriety both sides.
Hey, I don't want a teacher looking at my kid who might not have done great on a test and kind of blaming my kid for their inability to now buy a car or purchase a home. You know, I don't think you want that kind of potential for animosity between student and teacher. I think it was wrong.
It works the other way, too. Yeah. I mean, these kids aren't stupid.
Right.
If they don't like a teacher, they're all going to fail the class.
Yeah.
Or forget that. The only thing that they're going to be taught is what's on the test. You're not going to learn the normal stuff. I mean, the FCAT only goes over a few areas. Yeah. You can teach a test. I mean, that's what the LSAT is. It's what everything is. So.
It's also not fair to them, because the truth is they can be great teachers in school. But if the parents at home are terrible parents, guess what? Johnny's still not going to be able to read. So.
True. You know. The problem starts at home.
Yeah, okay. You know,
I believe that to be true. We'll take your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers right after the break. Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Are you carrying around extra weight that's stopping you from enjoying life? If you're ready to take the first step to getting your life back, South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center can help. South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center works with patients who are in need of weight loss through bariatric surgery, also called weight loss surgery. Experience has proven that less than 5% of the seriously overweight or morbidly obese population really benefit from non-surgical weight reduction programs. Dr. Emil Matei has a proven record of successful outcomes. South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center offers a variety of procedures and techniques, including laparoscopic adjustable gastric band, laparoscopic Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy, Rose procedure, and revisional surgery, with insurance and self-pay options. For details about the next free weight loss surgery information session, call South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center at 954-889-0218. That's South Florida Weight Loss Surgery Center, 954-889-0218.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruz. Body by Cruz is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruz makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruz comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out. So Body by Cruz trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruz has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruz.com. That's bodybycruz.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruz. Click bodybycruz.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruz for over 4 years.
Check engine.
When the light comes on, just come in. Pep Boys.
So many things can go wrong with your car. That's why Pep Boys invented one place that can make them all right. Brakes, wheel alignments, AC, engines, tune-ups. Pep Boys does everything for less.
Check oil.
Nobody beats Pep Boys everyday low prices on oil changes and tires guaranteed. Get a Pennzoil oil change and ProLine filter and save $13 after mail-in rebates. Or do it yourself with 5 quarts and filter as low as $9.99. Plus, buy any 3 installed Definity, Hankook, or Cooper tires and get the 4th tire free after mail-in rebate. Buy 3, get the 4th tire free.
When the light comes on, just come in. Does everything for less.
Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS or visit pepboys.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We are taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers, or you can email the show anytime at condocraze@wiod.com. Let's get right to the phones. It's Manuel in Miami. Hi, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hello, guys. My name is Manuel Estrada. I just wanted to check it out about past due assessment, and I was wondering if the management company can penalize you deactivating the access code to your community or taking your name out and code from the directory of the community.
First off, Manuel, are you in a homeowners association or condo association?
Okay, I will say townhouse, so it's going to be condominium.
Okay, well, in both of them, they can't restrict your access to the property. And in the condo, they definitely can't restrict anything. They can't turn off your fob. They can't restrict you from being able to use the pool or the gym. What the difference is in some of the HOAs, the homeowner associations, they are able to restrict you from using the common elements like the pool and whatnot if you're past due. But in condos, you cannot do any of that. So I say if they turn it off, definitely send them a certified return receipt letter. If they don't fix it, then you definitely have a legal action there.
Well, I sent an email. And I also sent a regular letter by mail, not certified. I also sent a text message to the phone in which they have it, which is an emergency phone. And the management in charge. He does not respond to me.
Well, I keep saying this. Manuel, just let me interrupt for 1 second. I say this week after week. Anytime that a member of the community has any sort of a communication with your board, do it by certified mail, return receipt requested, period. Emails and, you know, all of that stuff, people can say they never got them. I'm telling, phone calls, they can say they never got. Send it, certified mail, return receipt requested. There's really no exception to that rule.
Okay, I did that once, and the return receipt never came back, but I still have in my numbers, which is, you know, they give you a reference number after you send it.
Well, sometimes it takes, you know, a couple of weeks, actually, for it to come back. If the person doesn't sign for it at the other end, we get that all day long where, you know, we send out letters to unit owners and it comes back unclaimed, so it takes a few weeks.
And even if it comes back unclaimed, though, Eric, it's still treated as them getting noticed because they should have gotten it.
That's why just send it that way, or you go down to the office, hand-deliver it, and have them sign a copy of it.
Okay, and another question, it's related to the pass-through assessment, too. Which one supersedes the Florida statute with 90 days or the bylaws? With some condominiums and homeowner association, they said it's 60 days. Some of them, they say 90 days.
Well, when you say 90 days, I'm not sure what you're talking about. But generally, you have to look at the condo statute first. That's really the supreme law. And when you say 90 days, I'm not sure if you're referring to the fact that before, how many months delinquent you are before it goes to the lawyer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. In that type of situation, each association has its own policy. Some like to send it to their lawyer when a person misses the first month, some after 2 months, some after 3 months. So, you know, if your declaration or bylaws require a certain amount, and I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen one that actually says so, you know, in terms of a specific time period. But, you know, if it says so in there, then you'd have to abide by the terms that are in there. But that's highly unusual and highly unlikely.
And Eric, the important part to point out is that the statute actually goes into the notice of the foreclosure process of how many days you have to respond to a lien and how many days you have to respond to an actual if you don't pay off the lien, how many days they can wait till foreclosure. Yeah. The association can't restrict that time period any because the statute would override it, but they can expand it. If they want to give you, an extra 30 days, they do have the right to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're running out of time, so we got to grab the next call, Manuel.
Thanks, Manuel.
Okay, thanks again.
Goodbye.
Let's talk to Kelly in Plantation. Hi, Kelly. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for being here and making things clear for us homeowners and board members.
Thanks, Kelly. Our pleasure.
Thanks. You just did our next commercial.
Great. My question is, you had mentioned 2 weeks ago that the board has a fiduciary duty to enforce the condo docs. And I think, which I'm not sure that you'd mentioned, if they don't, and it's a health issue, that they can be personally sued.
That's exactly what we said. You are correct. That's what the statute says.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Leanna in Hialeah. Hi, Leanna.
Kelly sounds like she's about to sue somebody.
877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Hi, Leanna. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. My situation is that I live in an apartment in a condo, and then the floor is sinking.
Uh-oh.
And I thought it was only mine, and no, there are several apartments that are sinking, you know, the floor. So the association say that the insurance don't want to pay and that they're hiring a lawyer. Is there anything I can do? Because I don't know how serious they're taking this. And it's looking pretty bad in my dining room and living room.
Well, I hope you're on the first floor.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, yeah, obviously there was a problem with the way the building was built. How old is your condominium? How old is the building?
I think it's like 15 years.
Oh, it's that long, so it's not like you can still have a cause of action probably against the original builder of the building or the developer. That's unlikely to happen. Whether or not insurance is going to cover it, my guess is insurance is not going to cover it. Okay, that's absolutely my guess. So the board has no way around it. The board is going to have to take immediate, and I mean immediate, steps to make sure that your floors don't cave in. You know, potentially it's a situation where parts of the building may collapse for all we know. Did they get an engineer in there?
I'm sorry?
Did they hire an engineer to actually find out what the source of...
No, nobody has come here.
Well, they have an absolute responsibility, especially when they see it, it's visible, to go out now, hire the services of an engineer, figure out why your floors are collapsing, and whatever it takes to actually make the repairs and prevent any further damage to the property, then that's what it's going to take. The bad news for everybody in the building is, obviously, it's going to cost some money to fix this.
Right.
And that's going to result in a special assessment to all of you, but that's right. Simply the way it's got to get done. No way around it.
So, let's see. So, what am I supposed to do if they keep on taking long?
Well, there's a statute that's right on point where if your board doesn't make necessary repairs that they're required to make, you can go into a court of law and force them to do it. And if they're not going to do it, the judge can appoint a receiver who can oversee the project. There's a lot of options that you have at your disposal, but sitting back and just watching your floor cave in your home is not one of them.
And again, I'm going to bring this up. I know Eric stressed it so many times. When you do put them on notice and you're telling them, I would send them a letter stating, hey guys, board of directors, my floor is sinking in. Please come in and repair this.
Yes.
And send it certified return receipt so that when you do go to court, you've got the backing. Yeah.
And again, that goes in line with what Kelly just said. If they know you're potentially... that your health is at stake, your board of directors can be personally liable should, God forbid, you get injured in there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks, Leanna. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
You know, insurance does not cover construction defects.
Right, generally not. That's exactly
right. It does not.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's scary, but...
they may be on top of a sinkhole.
Yeah, right. And I can tell you that's normally not covered either, so...
No, because is that considered an act of God?
Yeah, basically, yes.
By insurance?
Correct. Nature, I guess.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Litigated those issues before.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
It gets complicated.
Unless, of course, there's a big pipe underneath that burst, and that's the whole reason that, you know,
somebody else's problem. Yeah, exactly. And that's the city, county, whoever's
they got to fix it. That's the bottom line. It's got to get fixed before her floor caves.
And I'm so glad to hear she lived on the first floor when her thing was caving. Think of the poor people underneath her. Yeah. That's all the time we have for this week. If we did not get to your call, I apologize. You can always email the show at condocraze@wiod.com or call the law offices of Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And don't forget to visit the show's website, condocraze and HOAs.com. We will be back next Sunday at noon. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The talk you want, the news you need. News Radio.